As Americans continue to debate a possible war in Iraq, some of the nation's educators are asking, how should we talk about this in the classroom? Yesterday, Morning Edition visited two middle schools where history teachers talked about what it means to be loyal when your country might go to war. Today, for the final installment of this series, here's an excerpt from a debate on these issues, which was first recorded for the NPR program Justice Talking. NPR's Margo Adler was the moderator.
Here is the question we asked. In this post-9/11 era, should teachers emphasize patriotism and America's virtues, or should they stress the ability to look critically at everything America does? We posed this question to historian Howard Zinn and to Harvard educator Peter Gibbon. To give you some idea of where they stand, listen to their answers to a short quiz I recently gave them before a live audience in Philadelphia on some basic controversies in civics education. Should students learn God Bless America and the Star-Spangled Banner in school, Howard?
No.
Peter?
Definitely yes.
Should students say the Pledge of Allegiance every day in school, Peter?
Not only should they say it, but they should understand what it means to be indivisible with liberty and justice for all and under God.
Howard?
They should understand liberty and justice. But you don't have to force kids to say a Pledge of Allegiance. It's not a contradiction between forcing people to take a pledge and the very idea of liberty and justice.
Margo, the great thing about America is that you can go out in the hall and hire the ACLU to represent you if you don't want to say the pledge. That's the wonderful thing about America.
That's Peter Gibbon, author of A Call to Heroism, Renewing America's Vision of Greatness. He argues that children should learn about America's great heroes and achievements. Howard Zinn, author of A People's History of the United States, argues that students should learn to think more critically about America and its history. I asked each debater how they would teach American civics. Peter Gibbon says civics classes should teach young people that America is a force for good in the world.
What country has produced the greatest abundance and happiness for its people? It's the United States. And I think that should be celebrated in civics classes and history classes throughout America. Too often, we only concentrate on the flaws, the shortcomings, the faults in America. And I think we should reverse that, particularly after 9/11, and concentrate more on the virtues and triumphs and glories of this country.
So, Peter, you're saying there are times when teachers should assert that the United States is the greatest country in the world?
No, I think always in public schools, we should always be talking up America, so to speak. I don't believe in propaganda, but I don't think that America has overdosed on propaganda so far.
Howard, is there ever a time when a teacher should assert that the United States is the greatest country in the world?
I would never say that to a class. Now, we do have a lot of very wonderful things about the United States.
Like
a very high standard of living for most people. But so long as there are 40 million people without medical care, so long as we have a huge amount of crime and violence, a kind of sickness pervading the society, you can't gloss that all off and say, oh, we're the greatest, we're the best. Because if you only concentrate on the good part, well, it will create a complacency. And it will, I think, debilitate the will of young people to get out there and change the country and change the world.
Teaching is an art, and many of us have survived social studies classes that were boring, a complete turnoff, and speaking as someone who went through these classes in the 1950s, blatant propaganda. Even if civic virtues can be learned, can they be taught? And can they be taught in schools? Peter.
Well, I agree with you that in the 1950s, we certainly had too many textbooks called The Triumph of the American Past, and perhaps we had too much indoctrination. But after Vietnam and Watergate, I feel that we went to the other extreme. So I think now we have sort of a valuable correction. And as I say, I advocate what I would call a moderate triumphalism. Instead of America just being a march to goodness and greatness, America, it's still, I have no problem saying it's an exceptional nation. I know that's not a fashionable word in academia, but I think America is special, unique, exceptional.
But I think we ought to distinguish between the values professed by America and the behavior of America in the world. Because the United States has too often violated those values. And if we're going to teach the history of the United States, we should teach the history of the Vietnam War. When you read the internal memos at the time that the United States was getting involved in Southeast Asia between the National Security Council and the State Department, they don't talk about freedom and democracy and self-determination. They talk about tin, rubber, and oil. It's like saying, we've bombed Afghanistan, 3,000 innocent people died.
I thought 3,000 innocent Americans died.
That's right, exactly.
They attacked us.
That's the point.
Now, I'm sitting here and listening to this conversation, and it's fascinating. And I'm wondering if you would think this conversation was appropriate in a social studies class for 12-year-olds.
I think that 12-year-olds can endure a slight amount of critical inquiry. But I think that 12-year-olds also need shaping, and also ultimately with a teacher sort of defending the country.
The job of a teacher is not to defend the country. The job of a teacher is not to do the kind of nationalist teaching that is done all over the world.
Peter, you've probably seen the bumper sticker, Question Authority. Should students be taught that good citizens can challenge their government and even break laws by committing civil disobedience?
Of course they should be taught that students can challenge the government. I mean, the essence of democracy is to question and to challenge. I mean, Howard and I, our essential differences is that I think the good in America outweighs the bad. I think from reading his book that he thinks the bad outweighs the good. And I think ultimately that young students, when they leave high school, should conclude in some way that the good outweighs the bad. I mean, what is the purpose of a civics education? Is it to trash America's past? What great nation has ever used its social studies curriculum to trash its past?
I'm not suggesting we trash the past. I'm suggesting we look critically enough at the past so that when a young person graduates from high school, and hears the President of the United States say, we must go to war against terrorism, and you are going to go very soon, I think that young person must say, hey, I'd like to look at how many times the President has deceived the public about what is going on abroad. I want to prepare young people to say no to the government. And there are times when you might say yes to the government, but I'm suggesting patriotism means being true and loyal, not to the government, but to the principles which underlie democracy.
Howard Zinn, author of A People's History of the United States, and Harvard educator Peter Gibbon, author of A Call to Heroism, Renewing America's Vision of Greatness. Our Justice Talking debate took place at the Wistar Institute at the University of Pennsylvania and was sponsored by the Annenberg Public Policy Center. Over the years, teaching American history and values has changed and changed again. But Alexis de Tocqueville, who wrote about America in the 1830s, a time when we were a much smaller country, noted that Americans learned civics through direct participation. He wrote, "The citizen of the United States does not acquire his notions from books. The American takes a lesson in the forms of government by governing. The great work of society is ever going on beneath his eyes and, as it were, under his hands." This notion of passionate involvement in government and community is something that's diminished in our time. Perhaps the real goal of civics education is helping to bring it back. This is Margot Adler.
The Complete Justice Talking Debate and other reports in this series are at npr.org.